it's time to stop criticizing, condemning, complaining. It's easy to do. It's easy to do as an athlete. It's easy to do in life in general, relationships, school, job. And it's never been easier to complain and share that with more people at a faster rate than it is now due to social media. There are people with huge followings, and that's what they do: criticize, condemn, and complain. And so I just hope that this is a quick reminder to you to be careful of who you're listening to. There's a lot more talking heads out there than there are actual leaders, mentors, people that you can look up to and say, you know what, there's some takeaways that I can apply to my life based on some of the experiences that another person has, or another, some thoughts that some other people has. You be careful who you're listening to. And you know, I hope that this podcast can be a service to you to be better at whatever it is that you're trying to do, especially for our athletes out there to listen to this. And obviously, if you're listening to this, you take yourself seriously. You take yourself seriously. You want to be better at what it is that you do and what you're passionate about, which is the game of basketball. But I can promise you this. I mean, the mind goes hand in hand with the game and the performance. And it's very difficult to play at a high level when your mind is not in a place that breeds that type of performance. And I'm not just talking about mental toughness. I'm talking about the frame of mind. And it's easy to get into a negative frame of mind. It's easy, again, criticize, condemn, complain about your situation. That could be playing time. That could be how your teammates treating you, coaches treating you. You know, all these different things. You know, you worked hard during off season, no doubt. Maybe you think you deserve a little more, you know, whatever. You know, we've all been there. I've been there myself. You know, as I share this with you, I'm speaking from experience, right? That's one of my hopes, is that players can not only learn from the success that I've had, but the failures that I've had, the struggles that I've had to deal with. And when you put yourself in a frame of mind that is more service minded and is a little more empathetic to the situations of others, it automatically puts you in a place to be better individually. It's just funny how that works, you know, because we see it a lot. Players that, you know, get in a shooting slump, players that are struggling in a specific area, and the more they think about it, the more they tunnel in on themselves, the worse their performance is. Their overall consciousness of, I'm searching for the words. They're struggling, man. It's not doesn't necessarily have to be depression, but their self-image goes down. And it's funny how when we start to think about how we can help others and how we can serve others, our own self-conscious, our own self-image can go up. Even with certain games, I remember there were certain games where I was in a slump for a couple games, you know, maybe two, three games, and was feeling sorry for myself. And then what snapped me out of it was like, what's something that I can do? It's going to help the team. And it's not, you know, it's so much gets tied into scoring, right? So I was like, well, what can I do that's not tied into scoring? And I always had a pretty good knack for rebounding as a guard. And so that was something that I could go to, be like, man, I'm really just concentrating on being aggressive, defensive rebounding, crashing the offensive glass when I can. Being a great rebounder, and that's always going to help my team if I'm really concentrating on rebounding the ball. And just that energy geared towards getting rebounds doesn't mean I was always going to be, you know, get as many rebounds as I would have liked, but just channeling my energy in much more of a positive way than putting pressure on, am I knocking down shots, how many shots am I getting, how many minutes am I getting, things like that that I can't control, that always helped me. And after doing that for a game or two, I would snap out of it and then become essentially my normal self playing the game again. So when you get in the habit of being negative, criticize, condemn, complain, think about what can you do from the positive side of things. How can you be more empathetic towards others? And how can you use the tools and the time and the attitude and the energy that you have and gear it towards in a positive way that is going to benefit the group? And if we can do that, good things are going to happen. And you may know all of these things. You probably do know all these things. But the last thing I want to leave you with is you got to be careful what you're putting in your mind. We live in a world where it's easy to find negativity, much easier to find it than the positive side of things. And so be careful, protect your mind. Look for the positives, look for people that are trying to make a positive impact in your life. Try to be that for others with your attitude, with your energy, your frame of mind, empathy, and start to think about how that giving attitude is not only going to help others, but it's going to come back around and help yourself as well. And last but not least, regardless of your performance and your playing time, you're going to feel better at the end of the day, and you'll feel better at the end of the career of how you handled yourself. Because I would say nobody finishes their career and be like, man, that was 100% what I wanted it to be. Because we all want more, right? You all want more. You're leading scorer on a team, well, you want to average more points. Or you're leading scorer on a team, you want to be leading scorer in the area. And scoring is a bad example. It could be winning. It could be recognition. We all have these aspirations for ourselves, right? So if we can flip that on its head and instead say, okay, how am I handling certain situations? Because I don't want to have the regret when it's over. Well, I know I'm going to have less regret when it's over if I right now have empathy towards others. If now I have a giving people first attitude. If I go in and I think about what are the things that are going to benefit the group, how can I put other people in a position to look good and succeed? And I promise you, if you keep putting other people in a position to succeed, you're going to find your own success as well. And then this all ties back to when it's all said and done, you can be proud of the effort and the time and the results that you did get because of it. So thanks for listening. Get after today.